Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Commissioners approved projects, grants, and $700,000 legal settlement at Wright Meeting. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners covered a packed agenda during Wednesday's regular meeting, held in Wright rather than Gillette, approving multiple projects, grants, and a $700,000 legal settlement. County 17 reported commissioners awarded a $325,000 contract to Venue and Construction of Gillette for a remodel of the county clerk's office. The project includes a new customer counter, updated flooring, and improved vault access, with work expected to finish by January. They also approved a $10,800 purchase for a landfill trailer, a $12,900 grant for road repairs in the Sleepy Hollow area, and a $24,000 repair project at the Campbell County Ice Arena. Campbell County Attorney Patrick Holder reported that the county's insurers settled the Terry Leslie lawsuit for $700,000, emphasizing no local taxpayer dollars were used. The board also approved a $220,000 contract to upgrade the Campbell County Airport's jet fuel system. Other approvals included over $2.3 million in payroll and warrants, and a $431,000 contract for the Wright Library drainage work, and a sage-grouse policy letter to the Bureau of Land Management. Heated clash erupts at State Building Commission over gun rule debate. A routine rule discussion at the Wyoming State Building Commission turned into a heated shouting match Wednesday between Secretary of State Chuck Gray, Governor Mark Gordon, and the State Treasurer Kurt Meyer. According to Cowboy State Daily, the dispute began during debate over a proposed rule that would encourage state agencies to negotiate concealed carry permissions with private landlords who lease space to the state. The rule passed unanimously to move forward for public comment, but not before tempers flared. Gray used the meeting to revisit his long-standing criticism of Governor Gordon's 2024 veto of a bill repealing gun-free zones. Gordon, who later allowed a similar 2025 version to become law without his signature, defended his veto as a matter of constitutional separation of powers, not gun opposition.
The 25 letter was very inflammatory. It contained a number of statements about the conservative majority in the House that were just not necessary. So I just don't understand this distinction. Happy to, I reviewed this letter many times.
Mr. Secretary, I'm going to say I take the Constitution seriously.
And
Article 2 talks about a separation of powers. You want to talk about something else?
Yes, I take the Constitution seriously as well. The 25 bill did the same thing as the 24, so I'm not understanding this distinction. But
Gordon appeared ready for the confrontation, handing Gray a copy of his veto letter and saying, "There's nothing in that letter that says we're against gun-free zones." Treasurer Kurt Meyer cut in, saying he's tired of Gray turning administrative meetings into political platforms, while Gordon demanded order, telling Gray, "You will be respectful." Superintendent Megan Dagenfelder eventually stepped in to move the meeting forward, and the board voted to advance the rule, ending one of the most contentious exchanges the commission has seen this year. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.